my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Welcome to the broadcast today. Brother Jules, can you turn these ears up a little bit, please? I'm so thankful that you're listening, and we're looking forward to a great day today. Landon Treiber, yesterday you were 16 years of age. And I imagine, I believe today you're going to get your license at the driver's license place. So I love you, Landon. I'm so proud of you. 16 years of age. God bless you. Big decisions coming up. I might want to tell you about a good Bible college that you may want to think about in another 2 years. Okay, how about hear the trumpet sound? We'll have the singers sing for us, and you're going to enjoy the song. I'm going to enjoy being with you today. Genesis chapter 16. I want to say happy birthday to Galen Bridgman. Today is having his birthday. Galen's been here over 40-some years. Three girls are graduates of Golden State, and his fourth daughter is a freshman. God bless you, Galen. Angel Reyes, he's retired. He does all our shipping here, works 4 days a week for free. I love Angel. Then Lorena Goodrich is a young girl that grew up here expecting her second baby. God bless you. Called to make a difference. By the way, yesterday was God and Country Sunday, and this next Sunday is God and Country Sunday on July the 5th. We've got two big God and Country Sundays, Red, White, and Blue. Well, here's the song, Called to Make a Difference. We'll have the group sing for us, and then Genesis chapter 16. We're in Genesis 16. Oh, what a sad chapter. Well, here's the reason. Now, Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children. She had a handmaiden that was an Egyptian whose name was Hagar. Verse 4. And when he went into Hagar, she conceived, because his wife came up with this idea. Okay, go to my handmaiden, have a baby with her. Here's the problem. The problem is Iran today versus Israel. What is that? That's two brothers, the Jew and the Arab. Here's Abraham, a godly man. And God says, I'm going to bring forth children out of your loins like the stars of the heaven. And he was old now, and he wasn't going to have any more children, he didn't think. And his wife was old. She was beyond the age of bearing. And God still had a plan, but he got out of God's plan out of fear. And he said, okay, I'll go to your handmaiden, and I'll create this baby. And he created a baby, the Arab nations. And all that is going on today is Jew versus Arab. all those Muslim countries are Arabs. They're all from Abraham's loins. And the Jew is from Abraham's loins. And consequently, they're warring against one another, fighting against one another. And the Bible says, Sarah said, my wrong be upon thee. I made a mistake. You know, in our Christian life, all of us make mistakes. And you'll never forget that mistake. It was 1963. I was walking home from school. They had no sidewalks. They were gravel roads, gravel sidewalks. And we had a boy that flunked eighth grade maybe two, three times. And he would shave in eighth grade. He would shave. He was older. He was not very tall, but he was a Hispanic fellow that could really fight. And my buddies that were with me, they start picking up those little pebbles and just sort of tossing them, not hurting them or anything, making fun of them. He could have turned around and beat the fire out of all of us. And I can't say I never made fun of them, but I was with the crowd that did. And suddenly he just crossed the street and went on the other side. There was a little bit of sidewalk that they had just built. And then they came to the end of the sidewalk, and Barbara Dutcher's farm was right there. And he had to cross back over. And he was so bothered by us, he just walked right in front of a 1963 Valiant. It was raining that day, and she skidded. She hit him. He flew up on the windshield. And then as she hit the brakes, he flew off the hood of the car down on the street, broke both legs. Isn't that something? I can remember the weather. I can remember the day. I can remember the year. I can remember pretty much what I was wearing that day. You know, I'm so ashamed of myself. I wonder whatever happened to that boy. I wonder whatever he did with his life. I remember he came to high school with crutches, and that's about the last I remember about him. Maybe he's dead and gone by now. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I was wrong. And my wrong is ever before me. I made a decision that I was never going to pick on anybody, never going to make fun of anybody, never be with a crowd that was going to do that. But that day, here's Sarah said, my wrong be upon me. And she said, I'm despised in her eyes. And Sarah dealt hardly with her. She fled from her face, and the angel of the Lord found her by the fountain of water in the wilderness. Here is Sarah. And Sarah failed Abraham, and Abraham failed Sarah, and consequently they have the Arabs now. And now these two boys, these two nationalities, are going to war against Jew against Arab. Why? Because Abraham made a mistake. And the Bible says Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. He made a mistake, didn't he? He'll be a wild man, the Bible says in verse 12. Well, he is a wild man. And he can't make peace with them. Oh, one day God will make peace with all mankind. Father, wake us up to do right today. Help us to do right and live for thee. Bless our dear listener friends. I thank you for each and every one worldwide. And give them a good day as they seek to serve thee. Help us to glorify your name is my prayer. For I ask this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.